Acceptance. That is such a deep experience, and at times it can feel very out of reach. A lot of my work, both with myself and with other people, involves becoming friends with our mind, getting to know ourselves on a deep level, nurturing kindness, compassion, acceptance, authenticity with ourselves and others. When we look at a problem or something we want to change, it's helpful to look at the inputs that are helpful and the inputs that are not helpful. What is it that's in the way of getting to a place of deep acceptance? It's normal to feel cheated, to feel angry and despairing when we're recovering from trauma. It's not fair. When I was a child, I heard, "Whoever told you life would be fair?" so many times I can't count. Obviously, I was objecting to injustice on a regular basis. We can feel like we got a raw deal in life. Applying the idea of justice and what we should have, and the opposite then of feeling cheated and like life is unfair, is normal. We see it all the time. I've certainly felt that myself. We compare ourselves. We might look at our siblings who are doing better financially and wonder why, since they grew up in the same household, are they doing better than we are? Why can I not maintain a relationship, but one of them can? I have an addiction, they don't. There are many factors that go into this. Our personalities, the specific trauma, the place that we were in our family, our sensitivity. The truth is that being traumatized by situations is very individual. Siblings might have had a similar experience at home, but one of them had a really great teacher who connected with them, gave them the courage, really saw them, encouraged them. The way to end suffering around that is to try to see that this is a question that's not applicable to life and that it's actually not helpful. We can experience those feelings. I feel cheated. If I'd had a family that was not abusing me, my life would be so much better. Now I'm dealing with the effects of all of this in my life, and it's hard. I look back at my life and I can see with great sadness what could have been. And yet it's not an applicable question. Why me? Why did this happen? This is the messiness of life, and accepting what did happen, accepting our response to what happened, is one way that we can let go of the grip of the past. Kindness and compassion, authenticity and truth-telling are ways to work with this. Go deeply into the experience as you feel it now. In our bodies now, we feel sensation and energy, and those are linked and associated with memories. Things that were overwhelming at the time they happened, when we had fewer resources, were stored in our body. As we heal and become stronger, we are able to welcome everything into our sight. One of the practices that we often do is a welcoming practice. This happens in stages. One of the first is to give ourselves the time to turn towards ourselves on a regular basis. We can do that through a relaxation practice, working with our breath. I have practices on Insight Timer and on YouTube, and there are thousands of practices out there that you could use for guidance. We could turn off all of the inputs for a while, open our ears to the sounds of nature, go for a walk, spend a bit of time in silence, and tune into what's going on in your body. Work with thoughts in your mind. If you have a lot of compulsive or intrusive thoughts, catastrophic thinking, there are ways to work with that. See the other sections in this course, and see my course, It's Not Rocket Science, Working with Thoughts and Feelings, to understand and to have some tools that will really work to help reduce your suffering with thoughts. We reach a tipping point where we are able and willing and interested in being present with ourselves, with our full human experience. That's a wonderful day. At that point, we feel in our body, we have the direct experience that we are capable of being present with ourselves. We can be kind. We can understand ourselves. We can have compassion. It doesn't mean that we think that everything that we've done in our life is wonderful. It means that we get to a place of acceptance where we're no longer shaming or ridiculing or denigrating ourselves. That voice of judgment drops away. We learn how to become a friend to ourselves. As we get to know ourselves, we become aware of what it is that never changes, of the deep silence and stillness in the mind, of our being. Through healing, we become more alive. Through practicing longer out-breaths, we have more energy in our body. Human beings are a system. things have developed in a way that's not optimal. We can understand what optimal is. We can work with these effective tools, powerful practices. We can let go of fear and anxiety and really enjoy our lives.